Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, well, if we got the first down, we want to have time to score. I was thinking score, to be honest with you. I know we called a play that was meant to score, but we also had different options on the play. We could have checked it down and got the first down. So I was thinking I wanted to score, end the game right there. I want to leave ourselves plenty of time if we did get the first down.
Jay Gruden on the management at the end of the game. It was bad. It was just bad clock management. I don't think Jay Gruden is terrible at clock management. It is not a strength of his. A lot of coaches struggle with this. He's probably, frankly, middle of the pack, to be completely honest with you. Yesterday was not good. They burned a timeout with 17 seconds left on the play clock when Andy Reid, who might be the worst coach in the league of clock management.
Historically bad, yeah.
Yeah, that's not hyperbole. I mean, he's known for that. He was allowing the Redskins to take all the time away. Now, had Kirk Cousins have checked it down, they got a first down, and then they continued to burn more clock, there's a lot of risks there. You fumble a snap, you throw an interception, you lose a fumble. They lost one last week with the guy in the game, Samaje Perine. You got a chance to throw a ball up for grabs, and you're giving your receiver a chance, and he had the ball in his hands to win the game with a touchdown in the final minute. You take it. But I think what should have happened before that is that Jay Gruden, before third and two, instead of calling a timeout with 50-some seconds left and 17 seconds on the play clock, should have allowed the play clock to get down to 1 second and called that timeout, which means that's 17 seconds left for the Chiefs. Best case scenario, you score a touchdown right there, and they get the ball back and now need to score a touchdown themselves with around 30-some seconds left. Worst case scenario, you don't score there, and you have to kick the field goal right away, and they still only have 30-some seconds to go get a field goal. Everybody in that stadium knew. I tweeted this before Kansas City got the ball back. I said, the Redskins have to get his here for two reasons. One, obviously, they keep the ball and have a chance to score. Two, Kansas City will unequivocally get into field goal range.
Too much time.
The Redskins defense, you could say it's because of the injuries, losing Norman and a bunch of other guys. You could say it was because they were exhausted, which was as much their own fault as the offenses because they were on the field the entire second half and couldn't
Kansas
get stops.
Kansas City had the ball for 23 minutes in the second half.
They were gutty, but they were not playing well. And they could not get a stop. You knew the Chiefs were going to march and get a field goal. They had almost a minute to do it and multiple timeouts. It was a no-brainer. That was on Jay Gruden's clock management.
So if I'm on the road, and I don't think this one is as egregious as maybe some others in the past, like where they didn't get a playoff against the Giants where last year in the end of the first half, it was a complete botch. I understand his thinking on this one. My philosophy would be, I'm going to end this game with the football. That's my philosophy on the road. I see what's happened in the second half of this game. I've seen that since Terrell Pryor dropped the pass with 5 minutes left, which I will not let go, by the way. I'm going to hang on to this like a dog on the mailman for the rest of the day. Since then, Kansas City's had the ball for 28 minutes. Since then, I haven't been able to stop them once. I'm on the road here trying to steal one. Regardless of how we got here, this is where I am. I'm going to have the last play of this game be with my offense having the football. I will not give them the football back, period, end of story. So I'm with you. I would have let the time run out. But I understand why he did what he did. I just happen to disagree with it.
800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Kirk Cousins exclusively in 25 minutes at 11. It is time for game balls and gassers on the phones. Maurice is in Centerville. What's up, Mo?
What's up, Mo?
Hey, first time caller here. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, so... my game ball goes to Ryan Grant. I mean, what an amazing catch on their number one cornerback. I mean, that's the kind of play we need from a number one receiver. We're not getting that from Terrell Pryor. We might as well go to Grant for it.
Ryan Grant's been better than Terrell Pryor to this point.
Yep.
He just has been more reliable. I just tweeted this out, and this is my take. It's not anything statistical. I said these are the four best Redskins receivers through four games. Doxson is first, Crowder is second, Grant is third, Pryor is fourth. Here are their targets, though. Doxson, who I perceive as their number one, has six targets. Terrell Pryor has four times that many. He's their fourth best wide receiver. And that's really not refutable. Crowder's been better, Grant's been better, Doxson's been better. I don't know why they continue to play him every single down and feature him, but it is costing them offensively. He drops too many passes. And Danny, he is unwilling in the middle of the field to be an adult.
Yeah, it's...
He hasn't caught a pass inside the numbers.
And that's not hyperbole. That's actually a thing. He has not caught a pass inside of the hash marks this year.
Jay in D.C. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Jay.
What's up, y'all? No negativity from you today. Danny killed it, said everything we needed to say. My game balls go to Quinn Dunbar. We didn't miss a beat when normally we missed that aggressiveness, but Quinn did a really good job.
Agreed.
Jonathan Allen's getting better and better every game.
Yep.
Game ball to Mac Brown. He's going to be starting in 2 weeks. Also, I just want to give it to Ryan Grant, man. I would love Kelsey if he didn't do that crazy bloviating stuff. I don't like – I'm kind of with Danny with the end zone stuff. It's just all about him. Like, when I saw Ryan Grant just look into the camera, I felt like he was staring into my soul when he caught that touchdown and said, hey, don't doubt me again. So,
appreciate you.
Thanks, Jay.
Grant made a great catch. It's funny how low the bar is for him. You know, people are like tweeting me last night about him and everything. The guy catches two balls a week. However, he's not falling down. He's not tripping over himself, and he's not losing fumbles, so I'll accept it.
He understands that ball is so damn important.
Yeah.
And it's a throw from Cousins over linebackers into one spot
throw.
That it could be. It's a great throw, and you basically say this receiver has to make a great catch on this.
Yep.
He does that. You see the value of
but
it. Catch the ball,
thing.
Man.
The Redskins went into last night 30th in the red zone, 32nd in goal to go. That's the kind of throw. Small windows, man.
Very small.
You don't get to just float balls in. You've got to fit that ball in there, and it's going to take some really impressive hands grabs. And it was on both ends, quarterback and receiver, it was perfect. That's how you score touchdowns in tight. They're not easy most of the time. Warren, Germantown, you're on the Fan.
Yes, my game ball goes obviously to Kirk Cousins. He put the team on his back. I was waiting for him to do this. He did it last night. I got to leave Kirk alone, okay? He finally showed me that I can win this game. I can do what we got to do and put the game on my back. My guesser goes to whomever. And I brought this up last week in a segment. I said we had to stop the tight end for Kansas City. I'm the chauffeur who called last week. This guy was Smith's comfort zone, and he balled out just because we didn't take him away from the Chiefs, I think.
We don't cover tight ends. That's not something we do.
Here's the problem, though. There are three heads to this monster in Kansas City. Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt,
mm-hmm.
and Travis Kelce. They did a great job on Tyreek Hill. 5 catches for 35 yards, long of 12. Great job. That's A+. They did a, I would even say, good job on running back Kareem Hunt.
I thought it was good.
101 rushing yards, and through the air, where he is a handful, 4 for 20. So 25 touches, 120 yards, 5 a pop. You cannot do that much better with an explosive guy like that. Kelce was the guy that got off 7 for a buck, 11 and a score. You got to pick your poison. You think they put it in this goblet, but what if I put it in this goblet and I'll drink this and I'll die? And what a weird movie this is. Vinzini. Inconceivable.
Yeah.
They drank the wrong goblet. I'm okay with taking Kelce.
Yeah, that's iocane power.
I like that you said, you're like encouraging me there.
Dude,
because
I'm into that.
I was lost midway through that. Let's go to Tom in Manassas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Virginia's not doing so great this morning.
No, it's
Virginia
not.
Was doing great until Dachson couldn't hang on to that ball, though.
This is my. Give me the camera. Where's my camera? Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback in this league. What a gritty performance. He reminded me of John Elway in the Super Bowl, sacrificing his body on those runs in the fourth quarter. So he definitely gets the game ball with an honorable mention for Quentin Dunbar. And my guesser goes to the interior lineman. I guess the Chiefs had two rookies and a replacement up front, and we couldn't do nothing with it. And then Preston Smith, obviously the offsides and stuff, but he kept getting sucked in, allowing Alex Smith to run the ball. And
yep.
It was just tough watching him struggle like that because I thought he'd kind of turned the corner. But
I'm a Tom and Manassas guy. He does good bits, by the way.
I'm in a Tom
like
and Manassas.
Where's my camera before the hot take?
Where's
well
my
done.
Camera?
Preston Smith did not have a good game. He was credited with a sack on Ryan Kerrigan's sack at the beginning of the game.
That was a little weird.
I still don't understand how Kerrigan shoves Alex Smith to the ground, loss of 9 on the first defensive play. And Preston Smith got that sack. Someone's going to have to help me with that.
Defensive player touches quarterback who goes to the ground doesn't get sacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Keep me posted.
Speaking of Kerrigan, he also, maybe even more responsible, let Alex Smith out of the pocket too many times, I thought. And Ryan Anderson had one terrible play where he got sucked way inside on a long run for Alex Smith. 800-636-1067. We're giving out game balls to the best, gassers to the worst. Should give out some game balls to some of the guys who came back in and played through injury as well. Your calls next. Kirk Cousins at 11 right here on Grant and Danny the Tuesday after.
Folks, Danny Ruye here from my pals at Ted Britt Ford. A little upset today, be honest with you. Not a great day because the opportunity was missed. Don't feel this way about missing an opportunity to get yourself a brand new Ford, just like I did. Not one time, but two times. That is correct. Went ahead, got myself a 2016 Ford Edge last year. Love that car. You see that car right there? I love that car. Beautiful, right? Midsize SUV, couldn't be more comfortable. Great display right there for the backup camera and everything else. It's like having my iPhone right there at the touch of a button. It's awesome. That's what the wife is pushing. She's pushing that whip these days. Today, what am I driving? Ford Fusion. I get pretty outstanding gas mileage. In fact, I've had it since May. I filled up the gas tank twice, filled it up this past weekend. Two times in however many months that is. It's October. I got it in May. I love it. You will love it, too. I'm telling you. Go see my guys at Ted Britt Ford. Here's what they'll give you. Not only get Ted Britt for life, that's new pre-owned vehicles, anything less than 100,000 miles, you get taken care of for life. We're also right now going to give you 130% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. What it means is you don't have to have that old busted joint anymore. Get yourself a new ride from Ted Britt Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.